Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. Please welcome General Manager Mike Hill, Manager Mark DeRosa. Now, D-Row, I know it's a lot that goes into putting together a roster for the World Baseball Classic. How's that going for you right now? How's it going assembling this roster of players?
I think we need some young guns to go get it.
Okay.
Maybe hit some homers.
Some youth.
So can I have Pete Crow Armstrong and Corbin Carroll?
Oh, 30-30s.
Let's do this.
230-30s in the building. So Pete Crow Armstrong and Corbin Carroll are members of Team USA for the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
Will I get the stars and stripes in the hair?
If that's what this requires, absolutely, yes.
It might require it.
Man, I did not get a chance to watch our guy Roy Wood Jr. last night with Mookie Betts co-hosting that awards show.
After you told him you would.
I did. I'll be locked in on Thursday, Roy. Oh, my bad. I have it on the DVR, though. I'll watch it over
good.
The weekend. Roy's a great man. That's cool. Pete Crow Armstrong at Team USA. Tanny can root for him now.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Now your team.
As long as they're not playing the Dominicans, then I'll root for them.
Then you're out.
Or the Puerto Ricans. I'm rooting for the Puerto Ricans. I love that team. I really do.
I have a Team USA cap. It's one of my favorites. I don't think I've ever worn it on the air, but I loved the Team USA WBC cap.
Christine got her dad the Team Mexico cap.
Team
the
Canada's
WBC.
Are so clean.
Are they?
And I love their national anthem. It's just
Alex, what's
it's just
wrong
beautiful.
With you? What's wrong with you?
He also loves their free health care. He's a definitely. Huge fan of that.
His future home.
Alex going full Bret Hart heel turn here.
Yeah. Well, Montreal screw job, you know. I was in Arizona during the WBC the last time, and when they had like Team Mexico, man, like seeing the fans walk downtown,
oh,
like just
cool.
So excited about it, and seeing all the, it's such a great event. I'm glad that baseball like got that right.
Our guy David Ross going to be the bullpen coach for Team USA.
Good. Rossi needs to be back in the game.
Yeah, that's one way in. But last night MVP was handed out. And Cal Raleigh didn't win MVP.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is a phenomenal player and seemingly a terrific guy.
With two cute dogs.
Oh, yeah, sure. Good for him. And he had an incredible year again. But what does Cal Raleigh have to do? You play the most difficult and important defensive position on the field at an incredibly high level. And you hit 60 home runs as a switch hitter. What the hell does that man have to do? You need him to have a higher OPS to compete with Aaron Judge?
I mean, the difference in OPS of the two players is significant.
I agree, but Aaron Judge was a right fielder who often actually DH'd when Giancarlo Stanton wasn't available, and because Judge hurt his arm and was making his way back. Cal Raleigh's a freaking catcher. He had 60 home runs. What are we doing?
I try to straddle the line of the subjective and the objective when it comes to baseball, okay? And when you look at the objective, it's not even close.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Judge was an almost 10 war player. Cal Raleigh was 7.5. The OPS plus for Aaron Judge was 215. For Cal Raleigh, it was 169. Okay. I've said all of those things. In watching the season play out, in the eye test, I don't think there was a more valuable player this year than Cal Raleigh.
I thoroughly agree. And I value the concept of value to a team away from the metrics a little bit more perhaps than you, or perhaps a little bit more than others. War is imperfect. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Absolutely nothing.
Say it. Oh, wait, no. That's a song. But war is imperfect and you should not be a slave to it. That man, and you know what it doesn't account for at all, is the handling of a pitching staff. And that is a pitching staff full of volatile young pitchers, some of them starters, some relievers that he helped mold into what they became. And that matters to me, too. By the way, looking at the MVP ballots, the American League Central, and this from Dino and Mount Greenwood, the American League Central, where all the writers from the Central voted for more Judge than Raleigh. It was the Central that decided it. The AL East writers were 5-5. The AL West writers were 5-5. It was the Central.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Central, who saw both players equally, went 7-3 for Judge, because they were the only two to get first place votes. Just thought that was interesting.
Over in the National League, it was pretty unanimous. I mean, it was unanimous on who the MVP was.
Yeah.
There was no other choice.
Yeah, it was.
It was Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's fine. He also, because he pitched a lot too. Did you see that?
Yeah, how he's like the greatest baseball player that's ever lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
That whole thing.
I've enjoyed it quite a bit. I'll never get over the look on my dad's face though when I told him that. I was like, he's the greatest baseball player of all time. My father was just like, what do you mean? What are you saying? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's him. it's it it It's him.
I think he probably is. Good write-up on The Athletic about all the pitching options for the Cubs and who they could possibly go for, what they're hearing about Michael King, who's my choice. It's Sahadov and Patrick Mooney together, and Dylan Cease, and also the Japanese righty Tatsuya Imai among those discussed, as well as possible trade targets. But man, Michael King, I just think the profile just sets up so well, because in addition to the stuff and his swing and miss upside and the postseason excellence from a couple years ago, there's this, quote, his work ethic, intelligence, and feel for pitching are attributes that the Cubs previously targeted with free agents such as Jameson Taillon and Matthew Boyd. So he's got that makeup stuff in addition to the pitching stuff and the postseason dominance when healthy. So the shoulder's a big issue, but he was a reliever for a lot of his earlier years, so he could have some serious endurance like Nathan Eovaldi into his 30s. Eovaldi's a guy you would have killed to have like the last 5-6 years. I'm just a big fan of the profile of Michael King, and I hope that's the way they go.
No one else got first place votes in the National League. Pete Armstrong finished 9th for MVP in the National League. And there were other Cubs that got votes. Michael Bush got votes.
Wow. That's cool.
Nico Horner got votes.
He got MVP votes?
He sure did.
So, you know, again, people, they vote 1 through 10. So you could have some
fun. He got
a
6th place MVP vote.
That's awesome.
Seiya Suzuki got MVP votes.
He had a really good year.
Or vote. Singular.
Mm-hmm.
He had an 8th place.
A single 8th place vote.
Vote.
Wait, so Pete and Bush and Nico.
And Seiya.
How about Kyle Tucker?
He is not on the list of Cubs that got votes for. And I'm surprised by that because statistically his year was worthy of getting votes for it. Not winning it, obviously.
Yeah, higher OPS plus than Seiya?
Yeah. It's weird because I thought for sure that he would end up like top 15 in the National League, kind of in the same way that Pete did. Mm. But I think that heat and that energy that Pete, as he started to rise, had, I think that just carried over.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so. And there's the defense as well. And Tucker was a little bit exposed on defense this year. And his reputation took a hit with that long-ass slump. It really did.
He was still an 841 OPS.
Yeah.
He was an OPS plus of 143. Hmm. So it's weird to me because, like, if we are leaning on the statistics, one would think that Kyle Tucker would have found a vote or two out there, and he got none.
Wow, that is interesting. I'm back here looking. I know we're spraying all over the baseball field, but I'm back here looking at the American League MVP ballot. Lamont Pope of the Tribune, Scott Merkin of MLB.com had Aaron Judge first. Let's get them both on and yell at them. Merkin, Alex, can you hop on that? Merkin and Pope. Get the Pope, as we've been saying for months now.
Well, it's interesting. Did you see the stuff about Luis Robert that came out yesterday after the show, after we talked about him yesterday? Here's Chris Getz talking about him.
You know, he's still very attractive. He is.
So nothing has changed since yesterday. It's still status quo in terms of Luis Robert being attractive, which I agree.
So he's really attractive, and Case Keenum is sexy. There's a lot going on in Chicago sports these days.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Thanks for that breaking news, Kenny.
Yeah, you looked at me like you were stunned. You could, like, not wait, man, to hear what happened with Luis Robert.
We were like, did we miss something?
We really are spraying to all fields.
You guys missed something? No way. Wouldn't happen. No.
We
couldn't
don't
happen.
Miss
never,
stuff. You know why we don't miss stuff? Because we got Alex. Alex makes sure we doesn't miss stuff.
See, every time that he does that,
what?
It feels like a shot.
That's how I get more shots in.
I don't think it's an actual shot, but it sounds like
I get over my limit.
Feels like a shot.
That's how I overachieve.
Is
that
he's gaming the system?
Thank you.
Is that what he is?
Alex knows.
Well, he was playing poker earlier this week, and
yep. I'm the Chauncey Billups.
He did win some money gambling this week.
I did. It's true.
Did you figure out where you're going to spend it?
No, I'm letting it ride, baby. Letting it sit there. Letting it ride. Hell yeah.
So no issue with Ohtani being unanimous, right?
No, I got nothing. I got no problem with that. I mean, he's Ohtani. He's absurd. And
Barry Bonds is seven, right? Do you have seven MVPs?
Do you really?
Let me look real quick.
That's ridiculous.
Because it sounds like it's not right, but I feel like it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a seven-time MVP.
Yeah, that's a lot. Victor Conti died this week. The Balco founder and former Tower of Power bass player.
That's true.
He only got into that band because his brother was in the band. And they like pressured the rest of the band to let him in. And then he was bad. And they fired him.
What a touching tribute speech.
Sorry for your loss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.